filled with his righteousness. March 10. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Righteousness is holiness, likeness to God, and God is love. It is conformity to the law of God, for all thy commandments are righteousness, and love is the fulfilling of the law. Righteousness is love, and love is the light and the life of God. The righteousness of God is embodied in Christ. We receive righteousness by receiving Him. Not by painful struggles or wearisome toil, not by gift or sacrifice, is righteousness obtained, but it is freely given to every soul who hungers and thirsts to receive it. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy, and eat, without money and without price. Their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord, and this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. No human agent can supply that which will satisfy the hunger and thirst of the soul. But Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The more we know of God, the higher will be our ideal of character and the more earnest our longing to reflect his likeness. A divine element combines with the human when the soul reaches out after God and the longing heart can say, My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. The continual cry of the heart is, More of thee, and ever the Spirit's answer is, Much more. It was the good pleasure of the Father that in Christ should all the fullness dwell, and in Him ye are made full. R.V. Christ is the great depository of justifying righteousness and sanctifying grace. All may come to Him, and receive of His fullness.